Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the Dynamic NutriMedical Report. We provide you the best empowering information to get your health back. We now have new technologies that we're delivering to you, including remote Betapathia scan consultations. We now have new nutraceuticals. A red velvet will be available for stem cell regeneration of any organ just by swallowing the pills. We have new mineral supplements there. And you can get a free email to give you advice as to what to do with your local doctors. We have the best information to geopolitically empower you. And by the way, warnings are to you out there that are disinformation ops like this recent person that I'm not going to give any heft to by going over the idiocy. But a lot of people are just wanting to roll over and play dead and literally accept this foolishness. We're not going to. We're actually looking at all these documents that are up on StopTheCrime.net from the NASA war documents and many others. These are real. And if you don't have classified access like I've had to actual weapon systems developed by DARPA and other agencies in our government and other governments around the world, you're an idiot, and you're going to die in your own sweat and vomit. How's that?
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. And again, hello, everybody. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And certainly we promote the NASA war document as a weapons system that was delivered as a PowerPoint a few months before 9/11 by Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist at NASA Langley Research Center. We've talked about this many times over the years, and it is a warfare strategy document, and they talk about the future, but in this document, the future is now. Back in 2001, on page 4, it said, "This presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. No pixie dust." This is what they tell us. So all of the things that they're doing to us, they know. For example, they say in this document that they will use extremely low frequencies, which they know cause behavioral decrements, seizures, growth alteration, and blood function. They even refer in the NASA war document to a U.S. Army Walter Reed military document that we have on the source document tab of StopTheCrime.net. Frequencies are being used intentionally on us. They're telling us in these types of weapons disclosures what they're doing. They're saying on page 45 of the NASA war document, which is what we call it, on page 45, beam weapons increasingly prevalent. Well, yes, they are now, have become increasingly prevalent. They talk about what is legal, microwave radiation. They talk about chemical weapons systems. They talk about psychological effects via our sensory organs as weapons. They talk about all types of weapons systems, from hostage terrorism to psychological warfare to acoustic weapons systems and to mechanical micro dust, etc. That they were, this was all available.
You're talking about smart dust, right?
I am. And they talk about all of this in the NASA document. And what I found when I first discovered this on the Internet, I really thought, Dr. Bill, that it had to be an Internet spoof, because who would ever put anything out like this? And when I first found this document and clicked on it, interestingly enough, I ended up around page 66. And on that page, it says this. Now, again, this was delivered as a PowerPoint, and this is verbatim from page 66 of this war document. They say, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. We're too large, too heavy. We're too tender, too slow, physically and mentally. We require huge logistic trains, which is, we cost too much. And humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value added. The very next page, on page 67, Dr. Bill, says robots in the large, that robots save lives, enhance affordability, redefines risk threat to the environment, enhances effectiveness. They go on to talk about, on page 9, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution, and they're redirecting evolution. And on page 93, everyone needs to hear this. I've said this millions of times. And again, you can go to stopthecrime.net, download this document, and read it for yourself. But on page 93, it says, it's important to understand there are lots of acronyms throughout this PowerPoint, which we have certainly sent this out to military people, etc., to help define some of these acronyms. So when you see the word CONUS, C-O-N-U-S, in all caps in this document, it means Continental United States. So on page 93, it says, exploit CNN syndrome. Seek carriers via swarm attacks. Capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within CONUS, again, Continental United States, using binary biological attack the critical infrastructure. Takedown, use of an EMP, RF frequencies against the brain. Serious Psy war and collateral damage and exploitation. All of these technologies were available when this PowerPoint was presented.
How long ago was the PowerPoint?
It was in 2001, and it was delivered by Dennis Snell, the chief NASA scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. And the contributors to this was the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australia Department of Defense, and many, many more. So all of these things that you'll read in this document are, in fact, in use today. They know that the frequencies are injuring us. That's why they're deploying 4G network right now, ready to jump into 5G. They're very much aware. We also know from the Palantir that we've covered, Dr. Bill, that the CIA is involved in data mining for thought police. And that
Well, look at Facebook. Facebook shares are dropping because they've been caught with their pants down, literally, with their stuff that they're doing online with major companies such as Cambridge Analytica. Now, let me get into some science here. I'm going to go brief. I'm not going to go too long on it. What you have to understand is my research has shown, along with many others, going right back to Rife and Tesla, that the primary keyboard of your DNA is minerals for the black keys, and the white keys are amino acids that regulate your genes. When you send in frequencies that jam that, you destroy human biology and the biology of all things, including bees. That's why colony collapse disorder, to a great extent, is electrotoxins. Now, they're doing this on purpose. For example, there's two types of genetically modified foods. Those that create toxins that kill insects, we call insecticides in the actual food. Or number two, those are resistant to herbicides, so they don't die when they spray it with toxic herbicides. These are not accepted by the human body, and they have toxic effects. For example, genetically modified MON-80 corn, which is herbicide resistant, causes microcephaly, diabetes, tumors, infertility, and cancer. And so it was outlawed in Austria 5 years ago because they found MON-80 corn was dangerous. What people need to understand, the electromagnetic signature of these foods is toxic to our genetics. Now, it's on purpose. People say, well, if you were an invading species, and remember, Stephen Hawking just died a few days ago, and he said, if you're sending signals out into deep space, you have to understand that any civilization that's likely to reach Earth would be a predatory one, and it wouldn't just attack us frontally, it would attack us laterally. It would hack into our genetics, it would hack into our consciousness. Now, during the Obama administration, they went to the Scripps Institute in San Diego, and there are large grants to multiple institutions to do this research, hundreds of millions of dollars spent to hack into human consciousness. Now, they wanted me to work on this project at UCLA in 78. Now, it's real simple. You expose someone to, say, a triangle, and you try to pick up their brainwaves and figure out, how can I get a universal code so that when someone looks at a triangle, I can see their brainwave pattern, and then pick it up and actually know what they see. So eventually their plan is, and this is the cell phone companies and these big people like in DARPA, they want to have bidirectional access to your brain. They don't want to just know what you think about on Facebook. They want to know what you think about in your cortex.
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, this leads into the next cities, the smart cities, the resilient cities, because this is how they are all being set up. We'll talk about that, but I wanted to talk about what's happening in China right now and the ban and how they're banning the citizens with bad social credit.
Exactly. We'll talk about that. We talked about that in the first hour as well with Josh Bernstein. Let's get into that next segment. Important. And our social media companies out of Silicon Valley are collaborating with this totalitarian regime.
Org.
Shoppers for the truth. This is a store to get off. This is a train destination. This is a place to find the truth.
Yes, it is.
And we're not just going to stop. We're going to go all the way down the rabbit. We're going to go all the way down the rabbit trail here to show you everything, even if it makes you vomit with the violence and the evilness of what's going on. Because most people out there can't perceive that this kind of level of evil can exist. You're delusional, and we're going to slap you out of your delusion because you're not being aware. Puts all of us in danger as well.
It absolutely does. And people that don't understand what documents are and don't understand the reality of this country, we've been seized and we're the enemy. And people do not seem to understand that, Dr. Bill. They don't understand what happened with the bankruptcy in 1933. As sad and as horrific as this is to understand, it is a fact. And with certainly looking at Senate Report 93549, which tells us that in order to maintain dictatorial control and authorization of the many divisions and agencies of the executive branch, the sitting president must formally declare a national emergency every single year. And this has been an ongoing ritual since 1933, according to Senate Report 93549. Once the emergency is declared, common law is abolished, constitution is abolished, we fall under absolute will of government or public policy, we're under a system of public policy which is war powers. And they tell us that all the government needs to continue is to have public opinion on their side. If public opinion can be kept in sufficient degree on the side of the government, statutes, laws, regulations, executive orders can continue to be passed. The Constitution has had no meaning. The Constitution was suspended, and it has been for decades and decades. It's important to understand that every single year, every sitting president extends this national state of emergency, and this was extended in October of 2017. So we have been collateralized against the fraudulent theft and bankruptcy of the United States, our land, our bodies.
Yeah, our bodies are actually collateralized in Seed Corporation against the federal debt under the Federal Reserve System, which is a demonic system set up by the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus, under the Vatican. People don't know that, do they?
They don't. And, you know, fundamentally, to understand this, I think, is the basis for everything that we talk about that is happening
Let me fill in the end. I'm going to give you two corollaries. And we talked about this the other day with Jonathan Gray last week. There's two things that allow the state and the demonic overlords to have control. You know what they are?
Well, I can think of many things. The illusion.
No, there's just two.
Of the people.
No, those are all secondary. There's two things. Contracts.
Yes.
And the law.
Yes.
Right? Everything else stands on that. So the bodies of Moloch and Baal and Satan and so on, if they didn't have large cities, 75% of people on Earth now live in large cities because of contracts and laws, like in the ancient city of Babylon.
Yes,
people
didn't
understand, without contracts and without law, they wouldn't control you. You wouldn't probably live in big cities. You live in small agrarian communities. We'd be autonomously controlling your own power generation, your own food production. You wouldn't have GMO food. That's why these small little hamlets, if you want to call them, places around the world that are independent countries or islands, they basically eat non-GMO food because they have to. They grow little piglets and kill them and then they eat them and they don't get sick from them. Our food and our electromagnetics now, the 5G networks, are literally frying our DNA, shutting down our genes, and we're toxically putting things in ourselves that's going to develop cancer and other diseases. And the government's working hard to see how they can eventually hack into your consciousness. And if you think we're making this up, that you won't need a magnetronic helmet, they can just send a signal to give you insomnia, agitation. But eventually they want to have, so your kids will literally enter the video game Jumanji, and they'll be lost in cyberspace.
That's exactly right. In fact, Dr. Bill, I have on StopTheCrime.net a document that was leaked to us by a whistleblower a number of years ago now. And it's called the Aquarius Operations Briefing. And it talks about the use of frequencies and creating assassins, etc. And I would certainly hope that everyone would go and download that document. But we need to understand the state of the moments that we're in and how we're fast arriving. And Dr. Bill, I just recently attended a mosquito vector control meeting. For those of you that are listening, you need to get involved in going to meetings to understand what's happening in your cities, because this is happening worldwide. So here's what I heard just a few days back. I didn't know this. I didn't know that the U.S. Air Force had sprayed 6 million acres with chemicals in response to Hurricane Harvey over Houston. I did not know that they were using a toxin, an insecticide called Nalet, N-A-L-E-D, manufactured and sold by the partner of Monsanto. This has been banned in the European Union due to the unacceptable risks it presents to human health. And they sprayed this over 6 million acres in Houston after Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing that's happening. Anyone listening, you can just type in, U.S. Air Force is spraying 6 million acres with chemicals in response to Harvey. You'll pull up all the concerns about what happened overhead while people were swimming for their lives, to preserve their lives. And this is what was happening. And also, I know, Dr. Bill, you may have already covered it, but it's worth saying it again, that the top bottled water brands are contaminated with plastics, and it's important for everyone.
That's why you want to get your own water filtration system. Our water, pure water system will generate pure water molecules with no plastic.
Yes, and also I'm understanding, too, when people enclose crystals inside these gym water bottles, they can create an alkalinity of the water, and the water becomes very spring-like in its smoothness. And I know many people now that are doing this, and the water is amazing when it has the effects of the crystals. But the crystals have to be enclosed in glass inside the water bottle. They can't just be floating around in the water. But I wanted to also...
Yeah, but you want to have water that's clean first. So our pure water system... By the way, all these other systems, Berkey, et cetera, they're garbage compared to our pure water. And what's going on now, the attack on us, and Stephen Hawking mentioned this in over a number of years, that he's an atheist, okay? And he said, if you look at this, the exoplanetary attack against the human race had to be mastered by a superintelligence over millennia. This is Lucifer, Satan. Now, I'm going to give you the top-down control here. The control of planet Earth is called the Druidic Council of 13. The head of that Druidic Council is called a Pindar. I physically met him 26 years ago, face-to-face. Okay? I want you to understand out there, if you don't know this, if you're a high-level Mason, all of your Masonic organizations are just literally working on the left or right, or even, for example, organizations like high-level Scottish Rite, White Hat Masons like Donald Trump, you might think Trump is doing everything. And this is part of the reason why we had lost this district with Saccone in Philadelphia, because people are going to sleep and say, Trump's there, we're all fine now. And then they lost the district, even though it's going to be redistricted. You've got to understand here, Trump is doing a lot of things that are really good, and he's also missing a lot of things that are really bad. And he's actually doing a lot of things that are apocalyptic, preparing that when and if he's either impeached or assassinated or loses office in 2020 or 2024, if the Democrats and Rhino Republicans take over, America is finished. Deborah, you did quite a discussion when we're off here. I wanted to go on here. People didn't realize they're trying to seize the land through a very demonic, devilish scheme. And I'd like you to summarize what they're doing, because you have a property experience with seeing permits and land development and so on, and building development. And what you're seeing here is a very devilish scheme to seize the land of people all over the country using, you know, the carrot and the stick approach that's very, very, very deceptive.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. In fact, we attended a meeting, and it was entitled the Vital Lands Initiative. Now, everyone that's listening, you're going to have something of this nature happening where you are. This is a global land grab. It's a way in which they're collapsing the small farmers, the food supply, and it's a way in which they are grabbing land through contractual arrangements. Again, contractual arrangements. So what they're doing, and I'm just going to read this, it's through a grant program as well. And so what they're telling is telling people and selling people on the idea that ag plus open space, and they provide grant money for preservation of local agriculture, community recreation, natural resource restoration, and public access within or near urban areas and communities. This is disinfo. They sell this wonderful bill of goods, how they will extend connectivity of bike paths by, say, for example, and there's many different kinds of these easements. They're cultivating easements with owners. Be very careful. Very careful with any kind of an easement. For example, one easement, somebody might have a frontage of a couple of miles along a road, and the county will come in, or your city, and they will reduce your property taxes if you agree to put that frontage into an easement. They sell you on the idea that, gosh, it's for future bike lanes, for connectivity, so people can go through the county and through the country. But they never tell you that, and they get people to agree to this because they lower the property tax base. So when you think about lowering the property tax base, you realize that suddenly the counties, when they do that and they have rights to these easements, suddenly the overall property tax base in your area is declining, and you're not getting the kinds of property tax you would normally have. This is very sneaky. This is a way to increase costs for everybody else in the area as ag and open space is being taken up. They can come in, they can buy thousands of acres. The county where I'm in has over 114,000 acres all in open space. They've lost all that money by taking over these farms and ranches, and they don't pay property tax in it. They tell you it's for perpetual use, for the long-term conservation for future generations, and what do? They put locked gates on it. You can't even go through it because they say the liability issues are such they can't have people getting hurt on the open space. Well, it's the same thing that they're doing with these small farms and ranches. They've got this carrot and stick approach. These small struggling farms, for example, sheep farms, are struggling, and so they'll get a but what they're unaware of, as they get a reduction in property taxes, they've then agreed to never subdivide their property. or subdivide their property in the future. For example, they may have been able to have subdivided hundreds of acres, maybe down to 2,500 acre ranch parcels that could be built out for single family. But suddenly they've agreed to reduce their property taxes and not have that subdividable aspect of their property.
Or we call cities of refuge, like the Old Testament, which is what we're trying to push. In fact, in the next week or two, we're going to have experts on, like Dave Mitchell, who actually helped us buy our home in Southern California, who's an expert on building the cities of refuge, where, say, 50 or 100 families spends $1,000 or $2,000. They own the property outright. They have hundreds of acres. They have gravity water filters and solar power generation. They have a system to, where they can have policemen, welders, doctors, nurses, et cetera. They have buildings they can build out, like the Turtle Tough Shelters with Bob Ellerton. And we'll be bringing Bob back on the program to talk about this. What people need to start understanding is, now that we're in the last 7 years, the fat years, now's the time to prepare, because all hell is going to break loose by 2025. And before then, even under the Trump administration, if you get to second term, they're going to sign this agreement in Israel. They're signing the caliphate setup. The globalists are moving forward even under Trump. And that's why when Trump is firing all these people, he's surrounded by globalists, isn't he? Including the head of the Congress, Ryan, and McConnell, the head of the Senate. These are all globalists that are actually rhino Republicans that are actually in the process of collaborating with the globalists to subjugate all of us.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We are the enemy. People do not understand that. Dr. Bill, how could people not understand when we're being poisoned by overhead chemtrailing and toxins, when they're using weather weapons on us, directed energy weapons as they did here in the fires in Northern California, where we have the documents that state that California Public Utility Commission and Pacific Gas and Electric, that is Rothschild. If you type in Pacific Gas and Electric followed by Rothschild, Rothschild, CEO, LLC Rothschild, sits on the board of Pacific Gas and Electric. The same thing with Southern California Edison or Edison International. I invite people all over this country to type in the name of their utility company, and sometimes they have to hunt for the way it's posted internationally. For example, Southern California Edison in Southern California, we had to type in Edison International, and then we found the Rothschild ownership. So you might have to do a little digging. Pacific Gas and Electric was really easy for us, but everyone needs to understand Rothschild controls the grid, and they're going to be bringing this grid down here and there and controlling us, turning off the grid, turning off our power, as they desire to just pulverize different parts of the country. And this is what is happening. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing that they're devising these kill cities, which they call smart cities. They call them resilient cities. Now they're next cities. In fact, when I come up on your next show, Dr. Bill, I'm going to go over the list of the people that are behind these next cities, so people understand just how nefarious, with the names of people that are involved. People need to understand this is a massive network. It is literally put together by thousands of people that are orchestrating this.
Let me refer to an article I have, and I'm going to post it up. It's from Bloomberg. It says the population bomb has been defused. And you have to understand, the globalists are defusing the population bomb. And they're going to do it every possible way. Now they have not two sexes, but 37 genders. They're actually reducing human fertility. The sperm count is dropping now 73% since 1973 to 2011. The testosterone is dropping 1% per decade since the 1960s. We have the feminization of males. We have some populations, like in Japan, where 40% of the young people have not and have no intention of ever having sex with a person of the opposite sex. We have to understand what's going on is a population collapse. And even with the two-child policy in China, it can't correct the fact that now there's so many elderly by comparison to the young people. In the next 10 years, China will have so many elderly, they'll have one person taking care of their two parents and their grandparents, four grandparents. They can't sustain their economy with the current population bombs blowing up in their face, caused by globalist policies that the Chinese force on their own population. And if you get pregnant with your third child, they'll seize you even before the moment of delivery. They'll kill your child and make you bleed to death in China. and we still have them as most favored nation status, and our Silicon Valley companies are collaborating to subjugate the Chinese people to this cybernetic monstrosity.
That's absolutely right. And of course, they are using the aborted fetus in our food supply, so nothing is going to waste, right?
That's Cinemax,
yep.
Which has a company out of San Diego
yep.
that uses material in your sodas. Like, if you're getting a Pepsi-Cola soda, you're actually drinking genetically engineered cell lines from aborted fetuses.
So for everyone that's listening, go to stopthecrime.net. At the top of the homepage, you'll see Cinemix, Cinomyx. Understand what foods it's going into so you don't eat them. And also you'll see the population engineering and the fight against climate change, and you will understand the genocide program under the false lies that we need to reduce our greenhouse gases.
I'm going to call it, because it's so extensive, I don't call it genocide, I call it omnicide.
And that's exactly what it is, Dr.
It's killing everything. Kill the plants,
absolutely.
Animals, bugs. That Lou sent me, your husband, is that Muslims hate dogs. Now, there's an actual scripture in, I think, the Hadith that talks about it there, and why there's so much against dogs. Now, I'm going to give you a kind of a spiritual reason. I'm a hyperempath, which means I'm a psychic doctor. Now, when I first was confronted with this, was the head of the emergency department at the Victoria General Hospital in 1976. That's a long time ago. It's 42 years ago. He said, "Hey, you're one of us, Deagle." I said, "What do you mean I'm one of you?" I said, "I'm a medical student. I'm going to be in the emergency department today." "No, no, you're one of us." He said, "I can see your aura." I said, "What do you mean you can see my aura? You know, I heard about the aura stuff, but I really didn't know." And I thought, "This is wacky stuff. Why is he talking like this?" And he said, "Okay, well, we have cardiac arrest today. If they stay in the room, you know they're not going to die. And we're going to crack their chests and massage their hearts and slap paddles on them and put IVs in their heart through subclavian lines. And if they stay in the room," and he said, "gee," at the end of the day, he said, "gee, Deagle, you are so calm. Whatever I told you to do, put a line in, massage their heart." We had one guy, we actually had a cardiac surgeon resident crack the guy's chest like a lobster, and I was actually massaging his heart, and as I was massaging, he says, help me, I'm burning in fire," right? Literally, he's literally having near-death experience while I got my hands inside his chest with gloves on, okay? So, you got to understand, the reason why the Muslims hate is not just this hadith and so on. A lot of animals, especially dogs, because they're pack animals, they have what's called all dogs, not just some, have second sight. They not only see infrared, they see the spirit realm. So if you bring an evil person into a room with a dog, they're going to go nuts. Because a dog can see an evil spirit attached to a person. And everyone, it doesn't matter if they're a doctor, lawyer, whatever, that's a Muslim, has this demonic entity attached to them. Because that's why the globalists are making such a strong alliance with Islam. They don't care later on, like the third letter that they put out, you know, about the third letter of the third wars, that what was his name, Pike, Albert Pike, that they want to have a war between Muslims and so-called the Christians, the final war. You have to understand, Islam is the most demonically energized evil faith or pseudo-faith on the earth. And we have Bill Warner on to prove it with a rewriting of the Hadith and the Quran. The reason why they hate dogs is because dogs can see the spiritual entities of evil. That's why.
Well, I'll tell you, I did not know this, and when I looked into this today, I just simply typed in, why do so many Muslims hate dogs? So for everyone that's listening, you can do the very same thing.
Right.
And you'll read the unimaginable. They have dogs. They kill dogs on certain holy days as well. And apparently, black dogs are the worst as far as they're concerned, and they abuse puppies, the children. Will just kick puppies, and it's
that's why these taxi drivers won't pick up somebody with a seeing eye dog.
That's exactly right, because they won't pick up the dog.
Right.
Yes, it's just it's unbelievable. And here, you know,
people don't want to believe this spiritual stuff. You see, I'm an intuitive doctor. When we did the scan on yourself and your husband remotely, and you're up in Northern California, and people need to know. I have been given both supernatural and natural gifts. I'm the best doctor I know. And I'm not being arrogant with it. It's just talented. Like, if I was Usain Bolt, you come sprinting with me, I'm going to beat you. But the fact is, God's given me supernatural talents, too. That means when we had our appointment, it wasn't with Deagle. I was just the secretary. It was with God. That's why we were able to kind of do your scans. Now, tomorrow I'm going to have Marcia on. We'll have Russ call in and talk about this. But people need to understand, we need supernatural of the God with us to deal with evil. It's so brilliant, and it's so embedded, and it's so deeply into our government. Why do you think Hillary Clinton is on a book tour in India disrespecting the so-called Rust Belt states and half of Americans? You know why? Because she's the highest-level female warlock indwelt by a transdimensional Draco reptilian entity. When I saw her back in Dakota Ridge High School after, you know, Columbine, and I met Bill Clinton and her, she pulled her hand back like she touched a high-tension power line, and I saw not a 5'4" pantsuited female. I saw a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity, and it recoiled in horror because it knew I could see it, just like any dog can see evil, okay? So you got to understand this. Human beings through near-death experiences get their astral eye opened, and mine's jammed open. I don't have to take ayahuasca, and I'm not a nut. I want you to understand this. That's why when I resuscitate people or I see people die, I've resuscitated probably over my career 5,000 people. And I can tell you, I can always tell if they're going to make it if they don't leave the room. And you know what the emergency doctor said? How do you know? Did you just have a sense? I said, I could see them when I was telepathically talking to them. He said, whoa, nobody I know can do that. I said, well, to me, it was like, yeah, they stay in the room, and they're telepathically talking to me while we're resuscitating their body. Okay? So get it, people. This is a supernatural world. It's a battle in the heavenlies going on right now for not only your physical body and your liberty, but for your eternal soul, because the devil isn't just trying to kill you. He's not satisfied with that. He wants to separate you from the Creator God for eternity and throw you into the abyss, separated from your Creator forever. That's what the devil wants.
And you know, Dr. Bill, as we look at all these false flags, like all of the bombings now that are happening in Austin, we have to understand that there's something going on behind it that is...
They're the federal bastards of instigation and the Criminal Intelligence Agency. Do you like the FBI new and CIA new titles? Look at the CIA. They're working with training ISIS over in town outside Amman, Jordan. And here's John McInsane now with a brain tumor doing selfies in 2009. Come on now. Get with it, people. Come on. If you have enough guts, don't be like the one that was trying to recently harass you by emails and sending out emails to me. I'll intellectually punch you in the face, and I'll give you a karate chop that'll take your head off. I'm sick and tired of people who think they know more than me about anything. I'm sick of it. And I don't get, you know what, I don't get callers. Last time I got a caller to disagree with me was 6.5 years ago. It was a doctor that disagreed about vaccines. I dissembled him intellectually. I did an intellectual vivisection without anesthetic. I'm not Mr. Nice. Now, you can call in and ask any question if you're just kind and reasonable and want to answer. But if you come on and think you're going to take on Deagle and you're going to win, I'm going to do an intellectual headlock on you and stop the flow of ideas to your cortex. And I'm going to put you in a Brazilian headlock and stop you. And you're going to have an intellectual suffocation. Okay?
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, I think it's important for everyone that's listening to understand what has been being talked about on this program today and all, and your other ones. We're at a time where we either have to acknowledge that we're in a spiritual battle right now to the finish, to the end of mankind.
Oh, yeah, this is it. And, in fact, here's the reason why. The marriage supper, this is my job. This is my ministry. If you wanted to see, if you go to a bridal home and you have all these beautiful dresses and you get the bride ready, that's my job. My job is to get the bride ready for the bridegroom, which is God coming in the form of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to marry the eternal one, to have the New Jerusalem come down and make mankind the eternal bride, literally collectively, all of us in our future believing generations through trillions of people, through millions of worlds, through the tens and thousands and millions of years to come, to become literally the bride of the Creator God. That's our destiny. And the devil, who is cast out of heaven to third heaven, the eternal realm, he knows his days are short. He says, woe you earth and you sea, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his wrath, for he knows his days are short, and all his minions and demonic entities. They're going to be annihilated, and they know it.
Well,
they're terrified.
I need to ask you a couple questions, because what we have now happening is the telecom industry is rolling into all of our communities, villages, cities, all over the country and worldwide.
Right.
And, of course, they've been disguising the cell phone towers for decades now into trees. Now they're really launched onto these cash-strapped churches. And when they don't have a steeple, they say, we'll build you a steeple, and they're putting cell towers in these steeples. Well, the steeples actually look like elevator shafts when they're done. But these churches are taking the money. I have heard that on an average, the telecom industry is paying between $2,500 and $3,000 a month. And building the cover, the disguise for the cell tower, pulling all the permits, etc. So when you look at a contract with a church, you can be $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 and more that cash strapped church is getting. Now, everyone that's listening, you need to go to your churches because they're unaware, most likely, of the frequencies that they're actually attaching to their buildings to kill all the people in not only the neighborhood.
It's not just killing them. They want to eventually hack into your consciousness.
Absolutely.
And literally make your own cortex like a video game where they get the master control. Remember, the best way to think of this, think of Satan as the greatest scientist that ever lived. And he's hacking into the consciousness and the soul of the human race.
That's exactly what's happening.
He's creating demonic omniscience and omnipotence that's a fake copy of the omniscient and omnipotent one, the creator of the universe, God, who has no past or future. For God, there is no dimensions, for he is all-present and all-knowing. And Satan wants to ape him and destroy the human race. And if you think we're making this up, you're an idiot. And they say you're going to die in your own spit and vomit.
We're all in a common peril, everybody. You've got to get on board here.
You better, and if you want to challenge me and you can't do it on air, email me. I will call you back and I will give you what for spiritually. I am a prophet of the Most High God, and you will submit to the truth or you will face horrifying judgment. It's coming quickly, believe it or not. We have the last 7 years now. Things are going to get hot.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
If you owe money to the IRS,
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.